Homily for Monday, December 26th. First of all, I want to wish you a very merry and blessed Christmas and Christmas season. Now, I want to give you the homily that I gave on Christmas Eve at 6:15 in the evening in our church. We celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ. I think it would be good for us to reflect on the reasons for our joy. We say we're joyful because in Christ we see God taking on real human flesh, taking on our flesh. And that sounds so wonderful. Sounds like real joy to the world. But let's go deeper. Please pardon me if I seem to offend. It's just that I think it would be better for us to go deeper and to go beyond our usual Christmas slogans. On this Christmas Eve, this silent night, let us stop to listen. Stop to listen to our own deeper life as we look on the babe in the manger. Each of us, every day, experiences a call to more. A call to do more with our lives, yes, but even more deeply, a call to be more, to become more, more giving, more loving, more generous. And as we listen to our lives, we cannot help but recognize and regret that we have chosen what is less. We have chosen to be less giving, less loving. We've become fearful. Fearful that becoming more giving and loving would somehow diminish our lives. Love's call has become a threat for us. On this silent night, Bethlehem's good news is that God is truly near us, with us, in us. As we hear this call to more, this call to love, even though we may hear it fearfully as a threat. The Christmas good news is that this call to more is God's own presence calling out from within each of us. The joyful tidings tell us that God crawls into everything that confines us as people and is working to bring us beyond our fearful selves into divinely daring lives of hope and love. Our lives, even our bodies, then become where God's glory, God's radiant presence shines. As we move out of fear's grip into love's grace, we become where and how God now chooses to take on touchable form and flesh. Where and how God now chooses to flash out. We become God's way of letting himself be known. And so we come to live life, not to take, but to give. Not to gather for ourselves, but to share with others. We live not to fear life, but to lean into it lovingly. We come then to the manger in Bethlehem. What faith gives us eyes to see? What brings glory to God in the highest? What brings joy to the world is that God is breathing into us his very own life and love, his own tender mercy. We are being shaped, being born to live God's mercy to the full. To live God's mercy to the full. And that is good news of great joy for all people.